Welcome to the AP Now podcast, the podcast that covers trends, insights, and emerging issues impacting every accounts payable function. Your host, Mary Schaefer, is the founder of AP Now, a B2B digital information and learning company focused on all issues related to AP. Stay tuned as Mary and her guests discuss the business intelligence you need to ensure a cost-effective, technologically efficient, fraud-resistant, regulatory-compliant accounts payable function. Without further ado, let's dive right in.
Welcome to episode 37 of the AP Now broadcast. I'm Mary Schaefer, the host of this broadcast, and I have with me today Patsy Christian from across the pond. She's going to share with us her views on what success in AP looks like. I met Patsy when I was over at the AP Association conference earlier this year, and when I heard her talk about this, I thought, I've got to find out some more about it. She's got a lot of interesting things to say, so I knew she'd be a good host or good guest, actually, on the podcast. Welcome, Patsy.
Hi, Mary, and thank you for having me on your podcast.
So
hopefully I'll be able to share some interesting insights.
Oh, from what I heard over in England, I am sure you will. So you got a big award at this event, actually two of them. So I thought maybe we could start off by telling you, you could tell us a little bit about yourself, how you ended up in AP, and how you ended up at Born Leisure, and of course, those wonderful awards you got.
Okay, so I've been in accounts payable for a little while. I say a little while, although it is quite a few years. I'm
Me
not
too.
Going to share. Yes. And you know, one of the things that is that the AP Association talk about often is how back in the day when I started, which was quite a few years ago, it wasn't necessarily a career of choice. However, I fell into that. It was one of my first roles out of college, liked what I was doing, moved to another company, and that's basically how it progressed. So I was very fortunate to work at quite a number of different organizations, and each time stepping up the ladder, taking on more responsibility, looking after teams and processes and that kind of stuff. So my career really developed over, you know, the past 20 odd years from that point. So I met Jamie at the AP Association a couple of years ago. A few of my team actually attended his first conference 3 years ago. I was new to Born Leisure at the time. I've been here just under 2.5 years now. So they went. I didn't attend that year, but I went last year. And
yes.
I also attended this year. And
okay,
was,
you're underplaying your role this year. She was a speaker this year.
Mary, I was trying not to tell anybody that. I was on the stage, yes. And a very nerve-wracking experience that was. But Jamie got me up there. When I did an interview with Jamie earlier on in the year, I did say I'd think about it, and before I knew it, I was actually on the stage.
You didn't know that think meant yes, did you?
Exactly. So well done for him for getting me up there. I really love what the AP Association are doing. I have a big team here at Born, and I'm really passionate about their development as well as my own. And I think Jamie's doing a great job. So I encourage, you know, and I support the organisation. So which I was very pleased to for when Jamie actually nominated me as a person of influence in terms of the AP world for, I guess, you know, having been in the industry for quite a few years. And a lot of the stuff that I've done. So yes, I was very pleased to receive that.
So she's being very modest. She got two awards. She got one as being one of the top 50 influencers in accounts payable, and she also got the APA Leadership Award. Okay, all right. I'm not going to let you hide your light under a bushel, as we say over here sometimes.
Okay. So now you've raised that. Yes, I also received that award. Again, I was very I was very privileged, very proud to receive that. And actually, that it's been quite a year for me. So I will talk a little bit about myself. I've actually put myself through a degree program, which I'll be graduating tomorrow, Mary.
So oh, congratulations.
I will be wearing my cap and gown tomorrow and taking lots of photos and everything. So
I hope you're going to put them at least one on Twitter.
I will put one on Twitter.
Congratulations. Okay.
Thank you.
Well deserved. Can we now turn our attention when Patsy was on stage, one of the things she mentioned is she had a specific view of about what success looks like in AP. And you know, when I heard her say that, I thought, I've never heard anybody talk about that. I've got to find out a little bit more about it. So can you talk a little bit about your philosophy and how it evolved related to this particular issue?
Yeah, so for me, I think, you know, my philosophy, I guess, and I hadn't really thought of it as a philosophy until you said, but I'm very, you know, it's all about the people. People talk about processes a lot, but for me, it's around the people, processes as well, and also the support. And the support is about supporting your people, but also you as a manager getting the support that you need as well to be able to deliver and take your team forward, share your vision, and having that whole, you know, that mm-hmm. whole all of those aspects together, okay. I think makes for a good successful AP team.
Okay, so I know you've got a number of pieces of that philosophy, and I believe your process starts with the team. So can you talk a little bit about what that means and how it applies?
Yeah, so for me, I think it's very key to making sure that you are able to explain to the team or let the team know how they fit into the wider organization. You know, one of the things that I know Jamie talks about quite a lot, and even me in the different organisations I've worked, and I'm sure you and, you know, your audience as well, is that how AP is almost like the, you know, the paupers of the family, the area that gets left behind. But actually, we're a very key component of any organisation. And I think it's very important to share that with the team so they understand how they fit, what they do, and how important, you know, the task that they complete on a daily basis, and joining up those links. So, you know, for example, in my area, we all sit within the central finance area. There's different components to that, but how we all join up and what we all do, you know, matters to the next area. So I think that's very, very important. And actually, once they understand that, they know, you know, you get a bit of, you understand in your own individual self fits in almost to that piece of the jigsaw puzzle. And I think that's a key component.
Okay. All right. We need to take a brief break now to have a word from our sponsor. AP professionals know invoices are easy to lose and it takes time to track down approvers while having to code, log, cross-reference, verify, reconcile, and cut checks, all while staying compliant. Stamply simplifies all that. When invoices enter the system, Stamply's AI, called Billy the Bot, immediately goes to work by proposing GL codes, approvers, and flagging issues like PO mismatches and potential duplicates. AP simply confirms the information is correct and submits the invoice for approval. Now here's the best part. Stamply fixes disconnected communications between approvers, accounts payable, and vendors. With Stamply, conversations are centered around each invoice, and anyone can be invited to the conversation, getting to an approval decision up to 5 times faster. Visit stamply.com/APnow. See for yourself how your team can work smarter, not harder. That's stamply.com/APnow. All right, back to you, Patsy. Can we talk about support? Because I think that plays a key role in your philosophy. Can you explain what you mean and expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, so for support, I mean, you know, it's about supporting your team members to ensure that, one, they understand what they're doing and how they're doing it, making sure they've got the tools for their job. Also, identifying where there are development needs, but again, identifying where, you know, you have team members that may not want to develop, they're at different stages of their life, I know when I joined Bourne, I still have got a mix of team members who have been here, some very, very long time, some not so long. Some want to develop and grow, some don't. So that's absolutely fine. But I think it's important to understand where those individuals sit within your own team and to be able to give them the support specific to them. Mm-hmm. So not assuming that everybody wants to move on to that next level and not also assuming that everybody doesn't. Mm-hmm. So it's making sure that you have the right development plans for each of your team members. And also for myself, and the managers of those teams. So I knew when I came into this role, I had a particular development need and I was prepared to, go and seek that for myself. Mm-hmm. But saying that, I've also got a very supportive boss. And I know that I could go to her and talk to her and she's also, making sure that she's aware of my development needs so she can help me on my journey as well. So, it's making sure that whole support mechanism is in place.
Okay. You're lucky to have that because it's not in place at every company. And, of course, your team members are lucky to have you.
Yeah, I have been told that. I do feel very lucky. I think, where I am now, I'm at a very good company. I've got a great team, got a great boss. But it's making sure that you identify that. And it may not be easy. I struggled. But it's finding ways to get over those struggles and to achieve what is going to be right and work for everybody involved.
Okay, good. All righty. So let's move on and talk about processes and more importantly, robust processes. I have an idea in my mind what that means, but can you describe what it means for you and your team and how it fits into this, your philosophy?
Yeah, so hopefully we're aligned on this, Mary. But for me, it's about, you can work places where people are just doing things, team members are doing, nobody's really sure why, things are not going as smoothly as you'd expect. And again, you don't understand why. And for me, it's usually because the processes are not in place. Mm-hmm. The processes are not being followed. And the processes are such that, they can be interpreted in more than one way. So having robust processes for me means getting processes in place that work for the business and work for those who need to implement or use those processes. Mm. And that will involve not one person sitting down and deciding that they're going to put this process in place, but that will involve having conversations with different team members, different teams, mm-hmm. To discuss the areas that you feel may need those processes, and also ensuring that there's the right escalation in place as well. Because I think if people aren't held accountable, mm-hmm. then people will just do what they want to do regardless.
Right.
But once they know a robust escalation process, for example, is in place, they know what's going to happen at each stage of that process, mm-hmm. then I think it makes people and things work better because people are clear about what's expected of them and what they have to do. Mm-hmm. It helps to manage people's expectations as well.
Not only that, with technology, one of the things I like about technology is there's a clear audit trail. So
correct.
Some of the things that used to happen way back when about, I gave this to you 2 weeks ago and you gave it to me this morning.
Yes.
That stuff that just has gone away.
Exactly. And you can also, and you're right, absolutely right. You can track and you can see, well, actually, I sent it to you on this day then it went to this person and you don't have that. You don't have those issues of where people actually say, oh, actually, I didn't receive that, or I don't know what you're talking about.
Right, yeah. when they know it's sitting on their desk.
Exactly.
it used to be like dealing with your kids, especially like yes. my kids when they were teenagers, my son especially, like, oh, my God.
it still can be, and it's funny, and even when the kids get older, there's still those issues, isn't there? So, it still can be exactly like that.
Okay. So another part of your, yeah, unfortunately. So another part of your process is always asking why. So I'm going to do that now to you, Patsy, why.
So it's quite comical. So when I joined Bourne, I asked a lot of questions. I still do. And I said to my team, why are we doing this? And because we've always done it.
Oh, no.
that is something that I really don't like to hear. But ask the question. So, I'll go back again to when I joined Bourne. I'd be asked to sign off certain things or approve certain things. So I'm asking why. They're not sure why. So I'm asking them to go back and find out why. So now
you've been very popular.
I was popular. I still am. But what that's done, but in that process, I was saying to my team, it's okay to ask why.
Yeah.
Whereas previously, I think there just wasn't that that trust, that openness, and that empowerment. So they didn't feel that they was able to ask why. But actually, I'm saying to them, you need to ask why, because firstly, you need to understand why we're doing this.
Right.
So now they will come to me and they will come to me with the reason why and explain before they say, oh, Patsy, can you just sign this off without us even understanding what the issue is?
Right,
and
I
wholeheartedly believe. Exactly. They know I'm going to ask. And a lot of it is education. It's educating the people, that the team members we deal with across the whole business. We're in a changing world where, things that we do within the business are different to how we did them 20 years ago.
Right.
So we're empowering our people to get to the bottom of why.
Mm-hmm.
The team members across the business are understanding we're going to come back and ask why.
Yep.
So you don't get those requests that don't make sense.
Did you find that they were doing some things, not a lot, but some things that there was no real reason to do? There were wasted efforts?
There was a lot of that. And we've done a lot of work on that over the past couple of years. But again, I think it's because, people were doing things the way they've always done them.
Right.
And they weren't necessarily, in some of the areas, those robust processes, mm-hmm. those escalation steps to follow, and nobody challenged.
Right.
I do like to ask why. I ask why a lot. I worked in a company once, and one of our processes that we set up was the five whys. So you ask why five times, and then you'll get to the methodology, I think. Yeah, correct.
Yeah, I like that. Asking why five times. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's now talk about after you've wired them to death. you talk about being open and honest, and we talked a little bit about this before we started taping, and we're on the same page. But can you talk a little bit about this?
Yeah, I think this is one of the things that you hear a lot of team members say, across many businesses is they don't know what's going on, or nobody tells them, or nobody told them. And one of my, one of the elements to my philosophy is, being open and honest mm-hmm. as much as you possibly can. And that is also, as we were saying earlier, Mary, even if you have some bad news to share.
Right.
And, in positions of power and authority, sometimes you can't always share everything.
Right.
But what you can share is that, yes, you do have something to share. I can't tell you it all now, but when I can, I will.
Mm-hmm.
And also be upfront about, so for example, when I joined, I remember having a meeting with the whole team and saying, that I will be spending time with each of them individually to get to know them, to understand what they do. We do have some issues and concerns which I'll be addressing, and I'm addressing them with you, and I'm going to say from the outset things are going to change. I don't know when, and I don't exactly know how, but I know they will. So they knew from the very beginning that something was going to be changing along the way. Okay. It didn't happen for a year and a half or whatever it was, but they was aware. And every opportunity that I could share something, I would share something with them. So I think it's more helpful when, you know, to manage mm-hmm. people's expectations. Nothing's a surprise. And I right. guess that's how I would like, that's how I like to work and be managed. You know, if something's going to happen, then let me know now.
Right.
Even if you don't know all the detail,
right.
then I can prepare and plan and do whatever, you know, needs to be done.
And if you take that approach, after a while, people come to trust you.
Yes, exactly. You
know, because they know that you're not hiding anything.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, I don't think it would work well for a manager and team members if, you know, there's no trust. And I
right.
think, you know, you get more out of your team if
right.
they trust you. You know, and trust and respect, I think, are, you know, two things that don't cost anything.
Right.
And but unfortunately, you know, I've seen it. I'm sure you've seen it.
Yep.
That's not always the case.
Nope.
But that's definitely how I work.
Yep. I think trust and respect. I couldn't have put it better myself. In fact, I might use that, but I'll give you credit.
Okay. Thank you.
Trust and respect. Two thoughts. Okay. Do you have some concluding thoughts for our audience?
Well, you know, I'll just share a bit about the degree program that I've been on. So it was a leadership and professional development degree. And I was very, very pleased to achieve a first class pass in that.
Good.
And so the leadership is all about leadership, obviously, and, you know, a lot of the theory side of it and the professional development was all about me and how am I going to develop mm-hmm. through this process and beyond. But one of the things that I guess I took away mostly from that was all about being authentic
mm-hmm.
and being yourself with skill. So it's really understanding who you are as an individual and as a leader
mm-hmm.
and then knowing when and how to use that skill according to the situation. So I guess the concluding part would be, and what I would share with the audience is to be exactly that. Be yourself, be authentic, but just know how to do it and when to do it and use a bit of skill in there.
Okay. I think those are good, very good concluding thoughts. In fact, Patsy, I think if you expanded on that, that might make an excellent talk for next year's AP conference. just speaking off the top of my head.
Just speaking off the top. Well, Mary, you never know. As I said to Jamie last time, well, let's have a think about it. So you may well see me on that stage, but let's see.
Let's see. Okay. And speaking about, you know, talking some more, I hope you'll come back and be on another episode of the AP Now podcast. I certainly had a good time in addition to learning a little bit.
Yeah, well, I absolutely had a good time as well, Mary, and I'd love to come back and join you on another podcast. So let me know when and where, and I'll be there.
Okay, and we even managed to make the technology work.
We did eventually, yes.
All right, Patsy. Well, by the way, I hope to see you next October. Jamie has invited me to come back, and of course I said yes right away because I had a really good time.
Yes. Well, I'm sure I will see you because I'll also be there. Yep.
Okay. So I'd like to thank everyone for listening to this AP Now podcast, and a special thanks to our sponsor, Stamply, a leader in AI-powered invoice automation, for making this possible. If you like this podcast, please take a moment to rate this episode, review this episode, subscribe to the series, or even better, share it with your community on LinkedIn, Facebook, your team, or other professionals who you think might benefit from it. To be alerted to new episodes, please visit www.ap-now.com and sign up for our free twice-a-week e-zine. We use it to alert you to new episodes of the podcast. It also contains tips and news of upcoming AP Now webinars, article postings, and more. Hope to see you on another podcast. Thanks. Mm-hmm.